Hi, my name is Joey Calgretti, and I am in ninth grade, and I am with
Quinn Keller, and I am also in ninth grade.
And today, our podcast is going to be about childhood sports and how they affect you and or will affect you in the future. The main sports we will be talking about are football and baseball.
When you were younger, what was your best memory?
My best memory was when I was 4 years old, I was playing t-ball, and I was the youngest on the team. I came up to bat, and this girl at third called out, "He's young, move in," and she moved in. And when I hit the ball off the tee, I drilled her right in the stomach. And then for the rest of the game, she never moved in again. When you were younger, did you play any sports? If so, what sports?
I did play sports. I played baseball for pretty much all my life. I started when I was about 4 years old playing t-ball. Since then, I have loved the sport and hope to keep playing for a while. I also did play a bit of football when I was 4 too. I don't really remember much because I only played 2 years, but it did affect me because I came back to it in middle school because I played it before.
How did you playing baseball and football affect your life now, and how do you think it will affect it in the future?
Well, playing baseball and football has affected me now because, like, it keeps me active, so I'm not, like, sitting around doing nothing all day. And, like, it keeps me active all the time, and, like, I can do school activities, so, like, I'm active in my school daily life, and, for the future, how it can affect me? Well, I hope to keep playing my entire high school career and maybe even go to college and play football or baseball in college. And my dream is to make the pros, so hopefully my dream could come true. And,
Do you play on multiple baseball teams?
Yes, I do play on multiple baseball teams. I play on about 3 or 4 teams. Right now, I'm on 2 teams. And then throughout the summer, I'll be on 3 teams going out through the entire summer. I do districts for Pennridge. That'll be fun. I'll do that for about July through the end of summer. And,
Do you play baseball competitively?
Yes, I do play baseball very competitively. Like Joey asked me, I'm on multiple baseball teams, and I take the sport very seriously. Like, when I have bad games, I get pretty upset, but then after a while, I get over it, and I come back and they say, I gotta get over this, and gotta get better. So I practice a lot. I pitch about 3 times a week to keep my arm in shape. I hit about 6 days a week to, like, every other week, so I probably hit about, like, 6 times every 2 weeks, and I practice my fielding at baseball practices I have. I go to the gym sometimes, that helps too. I do a lot to keep myself active, at pretty much anything, like when I watch baseball games to help me get better at my positions, and I'm very competitive with baseball, I'll say that.
Well, I am sad to say that Joey is no longer with us for the rest of this podcast, but that's okay, because we got to keep going here, and our last segment of the day will be a trivia segment. So, who was the first African-American baseball player to play in the MLB? Was it A, Joe DiMaggio, B, Babe Ruth, C, Roberto Clemente, or D, Jackie Robinson? You have 15 seconds to answer this question. Ready? Begin. Time's up. Well, if you said Roberto Clemente, you are wrong. The answer was D, Jackie Robinson. I hope you enjoyed this segment of trivia.
It is second down and two. Brady with White to his right. Brady back again. He steps up his head and falls forward. And he fumbles a football and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Now it is unrecovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady. They finally hit Tom Brady.
Well, that is the end of this segment podcast. How childhood experiences can affect you in the future. We hope you guys got something out of this podcast saying that if you work toward your dream, you put in the work, you put in the effort, your dream could come true. And that's how your childhood experiences can affect you in the future. But if you have bad childhood experiences and you don't put in the work and you don't put in the effort as a kid, it might not come true. So you need to have good childhood experiences to help your future go in the right direction. Well, that is it for me. My name is Quinn Keller. I am with Joey Calabretti, and we are signing off.